What means that I played good against a good cornerback. He's probably one of the best cornerbacks in the country, people say. And it just means that we can just expose any cornerback. Wide receivers are good. I believe we had the most passing yards of anybody had in this I played against them. It means that the receivers are, we're good. We're a good group of receivers, and we can make plays against any group.
Did Joey do something different that was that made it easier for you to get the ball? It seemed like you had your best game of the season by far on Saturday.
I mean, it was just the right play at the right time. Coach Callahan made some calls that where I was the first read, and I was just open.
Why did all of a sudden wait until now to really get you involved?
I don't know. We did a lot of different things, and with Joe in there, than when Gans was in there, I feel like we went downfield more instead of the short slant outs and stuff like that. But I think we just had a whole other play scheme when Joe was in there.
Do you think teams can prepare better for you now that they've seen some film on Joe?
Yeah, I think that, and but I've just seen against Kansas, we ran the option, and we didn't run that with Sam, so they're going to have to prepare a little different with Joe in there, and hopefully they start doubling me so everybody else can get open.
A couple of weeks ago, you expressed your disappointment with the home fans and the way they were reacting towards this team. What do you think the reception will be like for the final home game of the season?
I don't know. I hope it's good. I hope they see that we're making improvements and we're working hard and appreciate it. That's all I was asking for, is just to appreciate what we do and how hard we work.
What's that last home game
going to mean? It means a lot. It means that it's my last home game, and I want to leave here on a good note with a win. I didn't expect this 5-game losing streak. I thought we were going to be pretty good. I thought we were going to be one of the top teams in the country, and things haven't been working, and that's the way it goes.
So the biggest challenge that K-State's defense presents you guys?
I haven't really looked at their defense yet. I look at it earlier on today, but I know they're a good team, and capable of making plays, and we just need to keep on doing what we're doing and have Gans make his reads and throw the ball to the right people.
Do you have the kind of confidence in what you do that you don't regard who you're facing at the court? It's just a matter of just if the ball is in your proximity, you will catch it?
Yeah, I mean, you don't really change what you do for another team. You just do your job more better. Like, you look at what they do, and you just polish your game off. We don't really want to change for anyone. We just, if Joe Gans makes his reads and throws the right people, we should be successful. And people are always going to be open, and we just need to make our reads and hit the people.
What for you personally, do you think, like the Chief Talib was one of the best cornerbacks? Do you think any corner can cover you one-on-one?
I think not, but as a receiver and as a player, you don't think anybody can cover you, but there's always going to be somebody that has your number, and I obviously had his, and probably if he played tomorrow, he'd probably have mine. You just never know.
How good was that one-handed catch you made of the catches you made here
for action? I think it was probably second to the Texas A&M catch, and that was a big one. I wish we could have made some stops and to get back in that game, and I made a game out of it.
See yourself on SportsCenter?
No, I didn't get a chance to see that.
You made the original top 10, and then they cut you for the late one.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to shoot him an email or something.
Was there mounting frustration for you guys on the offensive side as throughout the game you guys were scoring and you were falling farther and farther behind?
I think for the offense, we made a big step. We made a big step no matter what the defense were doing. We were coming to the sidelines, huddling up, getting our game plan ready, and going out there with the same intensity we started the game with. I feel that we played good that game. We We just kept on, no matter what the score was, we kept on pushing and pushing and getting the ball in the end zone.
Players oblivious to all the stuff swirling around Coach Kellen and the staff, or are you guys listening to that or paying attention?
Speaking for myself, I'm not listening to anything. I'm just playing. No matter what happens, Coach Callahan is tomorrow or next year, we're still going to have to play and win games. And he's our coach right now, so we're listening to him, and he's staying positive. He's keeping on coaching us, and we're playing for the man.
Did he address you about any of that
stuff
going on?
No, he didn't address us about anything. He just comes in after games and continue coaching.